Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday.
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
What is going on? It's the last Monday in January 2017. Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Of course you can. It happens every year right around this time. Right around the end of January. The end of January seems to come around. So welcome back. It's Sam Crowley inside the Everyday Saturday community. So great to have you with me on the number one motivational podcast on the planet. What's going on? This world is going bat crazy. I mean, come on, man. Politics, politics, politics. That's when you have no purpose in life. When you have no purpose in life, you let all this stuff swirling around just cause you to get into this never-ending quicksand arguing politics. Everyone's so angry. You know, a lot going on, this and that, and Trump. And if it was, how about this? Remember, I'm old enough to remember when in November of 2016, everyone was saying, I can't wait till the election's over, so I have to can't. Wait to stop seeing all these things on my news feed every day about politics. Yeah, good times, huh? Good times. Now it's amped up 1,000%, and I'm telling you, everybody's lost their mind. You know what that tells me? Nobody has any purpose. There's no purpose to their life. Unless you're getting paid to be a political blogger, what else are you doing with your time? Do you know how long it takes to put a post together? Some, I know, don't think at all before they post on Facebook. I'm not talking about like one sentence. I'm talking about these paragraphs and paragraphs from people angry at one part of the other side of whoever doesn't believe in their own political belief. And then, of course, here comes the other side to comment on those posts. And it goes back and forth. Oh, yeah, watch this YouTube video from 1997 with Bill Clinton had to say about immigration. Boom! Oh, yeah, look at this 2003 video from George Bush and weapons of mass destruction that he didn't find. Boom! And I'm looking at it saying, oh, yeah, look at your bank account. It's falling like it's got a rock tied to it, throwing off the Empire State Building. I mean, seriously, people, get a flipping grip on your life, man. Nobody cares. Here's the thing about political posts, okay? And I learned this. I posted a couple of them, not even really political. It was just, it had a political edge to it, I guess. And I've done this like twice. And it wasn't even, God forbid I put out there, you know, who I voted for or what I really believe and this and that. Nobody cares what I think politically. And nor am I self-absorbed enough to believe that. Now, will I go grab a beer with my man Billy D here in Cincinnati or somebody else and talk politics for 4 hours? Of course, that's great. Who doesn't love doing that? But I'm not looking to change anybody's mind. I'm just looking to whoop it up, man. Have a great time. Trust me, if I didn't know you, I would never bring up politics, religion, or anything like that. You know, it would have to be at least 30 minutes before we got in that conversation. But nobody cares. And then you get into this back and forth and back and forth. You're not going to convince. You're going to alienate 50% of the people immediately that are on your whatever social media platform you're talking about. And then you're going to end up just feeling like you ate a big old crap sandwich, because after it's all said and done and the 96 different comments going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, you're going to look at all of that and it's going to represent zero achievement. Oh, but you got to be a voice. Okay, well then be a voice. Why don't you get involved in something? Go throw yourself in as a volunteer, whatever it is that you're passionate about. You know, when you go through these journeys, if you're really that passionate about it, then, hey, create a political blog. Get millions of visitors. Monetize that. Sell AdWords on that thing, man. Be an affiliate. Put your banners up there. At least monetize the traffic. But if it's only you and your grandma reading your posts, and a bunch of nasty friends. It's just a big echo chamber with all your friends who agree with you, and then the occasional people that don't. You go back and forth until you tell them, just unfriend me anyway if you don't like it. Guys, come on, man. We're better than that. You're better than that. Now, like I said, it's different if you're going to have a beer with somebody or you're on your cell phone chatting it up with them and it's just expected. Have a ball with that. It's fun. I get it. It's fun. But you want to make a living? You ain't making a living doing that. All right? You ain't making a living doing that. Hey, lowered my house another $5,000. That makes a total of $10,000 in 3 weeks I've lowered my house. It's January. Inventory is low. It's a seller's market. We started our home at $379,900. It's currently at $369,900. And I have no interest in death gripping the last dollar out of the sale of this home. Most people would not lower their home in the first 2 weeks. I lowered it $5,000 after 2 weeks and then $5,000 after 5 days. I want to get this thing sold. We're supposed to move into our new home March 1st, which is really just a month away. And I just want to release this home. I want to release the home. You know how when you lose weight, you want to release the weight. What do you do to release weight? You run, you do cardio, you eat less, you look at your calories, you take notice of it, right? You just shine a magnifying glass on it. Release the weight. You want to release your mortgage. You want to release your home so you don't get stuck with a double payment moving into your new home. What do? You take action, creating momentum. Things that are in motion tend to what? They tend to stay in motion. So I have no interest. Oh, and another thing. I have no interest in saying, I'm going to hold out for $5,000. Take the house. Got a deal on that house. Great. Congratulations. You got a deal on my house. That's awesome. When you don't care about money, you're able to make decisions. You know, let's say, for example, all right, I priced the house at $379,000. And let's say I wait till the buying season, which traditionally is springtime, anywhere from April to August, you're going to get the most views and traffic and offers, blah, blah, blah. So let's say in May, let's say somebody gives me an offer. They come through in May. They make me an offer of $370,000. They're never going to give you full price. Not in this market. I mean, we're not Silicon Valley. Let's say they give me an offer, best case. I mean, this would be nuts. Let's say $375,000, okay? And I waited, and they gave me the offer May 1st, 60 days to close, July 1st. Listed the home January 4th, so that's 6 months. 6 months to get $375,000. Give the realtor their 6%, that's $22,000 or so. Take that out of the equation. What's that? $353,000, okay? $353,000 net walking away. I know there's closing costs. Let's say $353,000 just for the heck of it. Okay. Had to wait 6 months to get $353,000. In January, my goal is to sell it by the end of January, which is tomorrow. I have till the end of the day tomorrow. Probably not likely because we have no showing scheduled right now for tomorrow. But let's just say by February 15th, I sell the home and it sells for $360,000. Okay. $360,000. February 15th, we close, let's say maximum 60 days. We're looking at April 15th. So between July and April, what's that? 3 months. I got to make up 20. Let's say if I sell it for 365, what did I lose? I lost 10 grand. I don't just take 355. I might lower it again. I might lower it down. I think what I'm going to do, I'm going to end up, and my realtor is just going to look at me like I'm back crazy too. But hey, I might just lower it to $359,900. Just drop it $20,000 in the first 3 weeks. I don't even care. I'm more excited looking forward than I am trying to hang on to this house. Let somebody get a great deal on our home. I think that's awesome. It's amazing. Congratulations. You caught me at a weak time, and I'm too excited about moving forward. See what happens when you get excited about moving forward as opposed to tripping on your past. Now, I get it. It would be a different situation if I owed more on the home or I was going to be underwater and things like that. But all things being equal, I'm going to wait 3 extra months to make $15,000. And that's not even a guarantee. I don't think our house is going to sell for $375,000 if it was during the actual quote-unquote showing season. I think realistically it probably sell for the high 360s maybe low 370s, but I'm just playing devil's advocate, okay? Best case scenario, $375,000 or let's just say $355,000. Let's say $355,000. That's a difference of $20,000. I'll make it up. Could make it in a day. Could make it in a month. At the very least, we're talking if it took me a year to get that money back, that's $2,015, what's that, $1,800 maybe a month over the course of 12 months or so. Let's just say $2,000 a month would be an extra $24,000. Let's even do that. Let's just say a difference of $24,000. Let's say it sold for $350. Let's say I netted $350. You with me? Difference of $25,000. Not netted, sold. Sales price, okay? $350. So it sells for $350 or $375. That's $25,000. Oh my God, I'm going broke. I'm going broke. I can't believe I let my house go. I love my house. It's the first home we ever built in 2004. My kids have grown up in this home. It's flipping drywall. It's drywall, okay? And it's got sod out front and grass seed in the back. My dogs have crapped over the entire yard, all right? I get it. I get a home. It's what makes a house a home. I get it. I know all the mushy love songs that go with it. But if it owns you, you don't own it. It can't be the same. I don't even care. You know what I'm looking forward to? The acre of land in the backyard. The pool. Oh, my God. The in-ground pool. The cookouts in the summertime. Taking a leak off the deck. Nobody's around. That was the main criteria. Can I pee off my deck? That's all I asked my agent on every showing. And if the answer was no, we didn't even look at the house. A little bit of privacy, please. That's what's going to be awesome, man. So I'm not emotionally attached to this house. Let it go. Oh, it's big. Oh, good God. We got rooms that have rooms. I got a room that's got a room. We got more doors in the basement than I had in my house growing up. Total, okay? That ain't what it's about, man. I'm ready to move on. Let someone else get a $25,000 deal. If I lose $25,000, lose being a relative term, and I'm only teaching this lesson today on the podcast to let you know how stupid it is that we let money drive all these different decisions. We're fired up, at least I am, to get to this new house. And so why would I want to mentally hold on to the old? Why would I give the old as much energy as I'm giving the new? Because in that instance, the house is never going to sell because I'm never going to take the action and create, if you want to, those of you law of attraction experts out there, create the vibration that allows me to release this old home and create the new. But just being focused on where you're going is so much more important than where you've been, man. That's why I'm talking about it today. So if it took me a year to make that $25,000 back, we're only talking $2,000 a month. We're talking an extra $500 a week, less than $100 a day that I got to do to make up. Just because I wanted to get done, get the house sold, all the stress and crap and get the boxes out of here and everything that goes with it so we can start our new life? Are you kidding me? That's what we call a no-brainer inside the Everyday Saturday community. Today's lesson, quit talking about politics and social media. Nobody cares, and the people that care, it's just a big echo chamber that's agreeing with you. And don't let money control decisions. Just don't. Follow your passion, where you want to go, your new life that's about to begin. Get after that, man. Start planting seeds in that and quit worrying about what's going on in your rearview mirror. Oh, boy. And one more thing. How fired up are you for the Everyday Saturday body? Send out a survey to my list. If you're on my email list, you would have got it Friday. I've been asking on my Facebook page as well. Make sure you like the Everyday Saturday page on Facebook/Everyday Saturday. Big announcement, live streams coming your way with the big launch of the Everyday Saturday body. I want to give you the survey results on tomorrow's podcast of what people said were the most important and the reasons why they were not able to have their best body and best life. Oh, man, so much going on. So much going on inside the community. Thank you always for listening. Make sure you leave a 5-star rating on iTunes for this show. And have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.